everyone, Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today we're on What is Creation and on Lesson 324.
What is creation? Creation is the sum of all God's thoughts in number infinite and everywhere without all limit. Only love creates and only like itself. There was no time when all that it created was not there, nor will there be a time when anything that it created suffers any change. Forever and forever are God's thoughts exactly as they were and as they are, unchanged through time and after time is done.
God's thoughts are given all the power that their own creator has, for he would add to love by its extension. Thus, his Son shares in creation and must therefore share in power to create. What God has willed to be forever one will still be one when time is over and will not be changed throughout the course of time, remaining as it was before the thought of time began.
Creation is the opposite of all illusions, for creation is the truth. Creation is the Holy Son of God. For in creation is his will complete in every aspect, making every part container of the whole. Its oneness is forever guaranteed inviolate, forever held within his holy will, beyond all possibility of harm, of separation, imperfection, and of any spot upon its sinlessness.
We are creation. We, the sons of God, we seem to be discreet and unaware of our eternal unity with him. Yet back of all our doubts, past all our fears, there's still a certainty. For love remains with all its thoughts, its sureness being theirs. God's memory is in our holy minds, which know their oneness and their unity with their Creator. Let our function be only to let this memory return. Only to let God's will be done on earth, only to be restored to sanity, and to be but as God created us.
Our Father calls to us. We hear his voice and we forgive creation in the name of its creator, holiness itself, whose holiness his own creation shares, whose holiness is still a part of us. What is creation?
Lesson 324. I merely follow, for I would not lead. Father, you are the one who gave the plan for my salvation to me. You have set the way I am to go, the role to take, and every step in my appointed path. I cannot lose the way. I can but choose to wander off a while and then return. Your loving voice will always call me back and guide my feet aright. My brothers all can follow in the way I lead them. Yet I merely follow in the way to you, as you direct me and would have me go.
So let us follow one who knows the way. We need not tarry, and we cannot stray except an instant from his loving hand. We walk together, for we follow him. And it is he who makes the ending sure and guarantees a safe returning home. Lesson 324, I merely follow, for I would not lead.
Very reminiscent of I will step back and let him lead the way.
And one that I frequently forget, and I really appreciate the reminder here because my personality is such that, you know, I always think that I should lead. And I mean, even in my own thoughts, you know, like to I will step back and let him lead the way. I can really, really just go off on my own. And so this is really
no kidding.
Yeah. Someone who spends a lot of time with me. I wanted to go back because a few days ago, you had suggested that we start with paragraph 2, but then I was leading us when I said, let's go to paragraph one. And I wanted to continue our journey through what is creation. And do you feel like we've pretty much covered paragraph one?
Well, I know they build on each other.
Right.
So we'll probably be circling back as we go.
Okay. So when we get to paragraph two, God's thoughts are given all the power that their own creator has, for he would add to love by its extension. So one thing we have to remember that we are the thought. So as an aspect of the sonship, we could kind of think of this individually, but really this is the sonship. The sonship is the thought of God. And we are dreaming that we're separate. So we think that there's those individual aspects of the sonship. And so God's thoughts are given all the power that their own creator has, for he would add to love by its extension. So remember that there is no time in reality. There's just, it's just isness, right? And so when we're dreaming that we're separate, that was that when the Son of God had a tiny mad idea, what would it be like to be separate from God? That's when time began. And love creates like itself, like we have in the very beginning of this, what is creation in paragraph two, or sentence two of paragraph one. So there was only love. I'm going to go back to what is salvation. The thought of peace was given to God's Son the instant that his mind had thought of war. There was no thought of need for such a thought before, for peace was given without opposite and merely was. But when the mind is split, there is a need of healing. So the thought that has the power to heal the split became a part of every fragment of the mind, which still was one, but failed to recognize its oneness. And now the split mind did not know itself and thought its own identity was lost. So before time began, there was only love. And love extended like itself. Only love creates, and only like itself. So that's where we know that love does not create something opposite than itself. Love does not create something different than itself. So there was only love, and love created love, and we are that creation. We are that extension of love. Teach only love, for that is what you are. That's what the Course teaches, right? And so when we say, well, we as the extension of love, the only thing we ever could be would be love. We couldn't be something different than what that which created us. So thus his Son shares in creation. And this is where I really wanted us, I wanted us to talk about today, because, you know, when Jesus left, and well, he told his disciples, like, everything that I did, you can do and more. We are not limited by this little egoic self that we think we are. We are co-creators. And the Course teaches is that we took that power of creation that we had, and we then made with the ego thought system all that's physical. So we took this, you know, we had this tiny mad idea, and that tiny mad idea made the physical. And I don't know of one religion that when you really look at what they're teaching, they're all teaching the same thing, is that we are eternal spirit. And we're not the physical. You know, that's kind of like a universal truth, I guess you could call it, right? And so, thus, his Son shares in creation and must therefore share in the power to create. What God has willed to be forever one will still be one when time is over and will not be changed. Throughout the time, remaining as it was before the thought of time began. So if you think that you have done something so naughty that that has changed how love relates to you or whether you're acceptable to love, the answer is nothing that we can do can separate us from the love of our Creator, the love of God. Now, does that mean that you get a pass and you don't have to go to jail or you don't, maybe some people don't like you anymore? No, that doesn't mean that. You're not guiltless in time, but you are in eternity. However, it's really important for us because some of us can think that, we're so tainted or we're so damaged. The love can't love us. And the truth is that no matter what's happened, what we've done or what's happened to us, can change how love loves us. Nothing. And so when, the other day we were talking about the idols that we have and the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, some of those blocks could come in the form of, I've done something too wrong or too much bad has happened to me. There's no way that I would be acceptable to love.
To me, this is where the Bible talks about that unconditional love, like that agape type love, where I think we as people have gotten mixed up is we have started to believe that there's this unconditional love is then free of outcomes. Like when we treat people poorly and then they don't want to be around us anymore, that's just this outcome, but it doesn't mean that this unconditional love isn't present.
Right. I mean, I've heard of folks where they've been accused of not loving unconditionally from people that treat them so poorly. And then they decide.
And it's normally the poor treaters who tell the poor treatees that they aren't being loving enough.
That they're not loving unconditionally.
Yeah.
And so what we want to say is that's just egoic
manipulation
and emotional blackmail.
Yeah.
And what we want to do is say that's not love.
Right.
But we're talking about, so even using that example, like I mean, let's carry that. Okay, so someone in your life has treated you very poorly. And you decide to have some boundaries and you say, no, you're not going to treat me like that. It's not the way I'm going to live. And they say, oh, well, you're not loving unconditionally. Well, then we can start thinking, oh, there's something wrong with us. We're not loving unconditionally. God would never love us because we're not loving unconditionally. And we go way down that rabbit hole. And we think that we are not acceptable to our Creator. When all it was this egoic person coming from this place of hate and spewing their hate onto us. And then we believe it. And then we think there's something wrong with us. And then what we do is then we keep God way far away and love way far away. When we really learn to love ourselves, we will not allow people to treat us poorly. Because love doesn't do that. Love loves love. That means love says no to the ego thought system. What is the ego thought system? It comes in the form of hate. It comes in the form of gossip. It comes in the form of manipulation. It comes in
emotional blackmail.
Emotional blackmail. And when we really understand who we are in love, we will not allow that to happen to us. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that we go into hate for the people that are trying to get away with that? No. That doesn't mean, though, that we have them over for dinner. Doesn't mean that we continue a relationship with them. I mean, it can or it can't. It's an individual decision. But that doesn't change how love loves us. I always love this Albert Schweitzer quote where he says, the tragedy of life is what dies inside a man while he lives it. And so why that has always spoken to me is I can see inside of me, inside of others, that as we as we go through life, and if we are really coming from our ego thought system and we're allowing people to really treat us poorly, and then other people are coming from their ego thought system and they're treating us poorly, and hurting people hurt people, and you've got this whole circle of pain. Well, that part of us that believes that we can accept the love of God dies. I mean, it can. We can just think, well, we're not worthy. When our worthiness is our inherent nature. There's nothing that can happen to us that would cause love to turn its back from us. Does that mean that we don't experience the natural consequences of our actions? No.
This is where ACIM is written on two levels. Because there's the physical, again, the physical happenings of the world. That's level one. Second level is the spiritual aspects of it. So we can have in the spiritual, yes, from God, from love, there's this unconditional love that permeates everything. It just is. That's that isness. But then in the world, the love of the world doesn't work like that. While we are, when we do our work, we are doing our work to bring the love that loves all into the world. That's only done through things like boundaries. That's only done through making sure we are being treated with respect and kindness, and that actually others are being treated with respect and kindness as well. The love of God, that's what the love of God to me really is, that respect and kindness. And if we just say, oh, well, we're just supposed to love, and we just allow people to steamroll and trample over other people, that's not actually being loving at all.
And, you know, there's this Bible verse, the love of God takes away the sins of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understood really, truly what the word sin meant, missing the mark, absence of love,
mistakes,
the love of God actually does take away the absences of love, because we see ourselves as who we truly are.
Yeah, and not in just in a, oh, haha, those didn't really count kind of way, but like literally those mistakes don't happen anymore.
And I think my journey of A Course in Miracles, and I know yours has been too, because I've been able to see it, is that when we start loving ourselves, we come from a different place inside. And that different place doesn't get all caught up in, and I think you can see that letting go of the egoic ways, like it's like a slow letting go. It's a process. Like, you know, of course says that the forgiveness is a process. All forgiveness is self-forgiveness. So it's like this process of learning boundaries and honoring your own boundaries and being respectful to others and choosing love and not going into hate and having compassion and learning that joy will never come. So let's say you're filled with jealousy. Well, if you're filled with jealousy, you will never have joy.
You and know? That's not out of punishment.
No, it's just like the natural consequence of being an extremely jealous person is you will not have joy. The natural consequence of being an angry person who's mean, you will never be happy. You will never be happy because they're mutually exclusive. You can't be mean and be happy.
Which is actually what the Course teaches, is you can't be in fear and love at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
And that's not a punishment. Like, oh, if you're an angry person, God's just going to come down and you're going to be miserable. You're going to get your dog taken from you and you're just going to be sad and unhappy. Like, it's not this punishment where, oh, now look what you did. This is what you get. But there's these natural rhythms to life of when you're angry and hate-filled, happiness doesn't just can't come flowing in.
No, that's the blocks. Those are the blocks.
If you're jealous, envious, and manipulative and whatnot, well, then the joy can't come in.
Right.
Because that's where all your attention is. And that's where I merely follow, for I would not lead. Final thoughts here is when I will step back and let him lead the way. Like I said, it's just another version of that lesson of when we are leading the way, but we're leading from the ego thought system, we don't get to love, but we will be led there if we're willing to be the follower, not the follower of another person, another spiritual group, a book or anything like that. That's not who we're following. We're following that inner teacher, the teacher with a capital T, the inner guide who leads us to love through love. So that's it for today. Happy practicing lesson 324. I merely follow, for I would not lead.
Have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.